Volume 1, Chapter 2, Merchants and Morality in Colonial Massachusetts. Introduction. Many, although not all, of the early colonists in New England were religious dissenters, persons who had separated from established churches in Great Britain, for whom the New World represented a haven from royal persecution. Particularly in the colonies of Plymouth and Massachusetts, shared religious commitments and the experience of persecution led community leaders to frame their colonies as quasi-utopian places for the faithful to prosper. Given the opportunity to create societies according to their own understandings, they did not hesitate to engage in radical social experiments meant to prove that godliness was not only a spiritual virtue, but had practical implications for everyday life as well. From the beginning, ministers like Robert Cushman and civil magistrates like William Bradford and John Winthrop urged their citizens to recognize that they were drawn together for a purpose far beyond their own liberty or even security, and to place the welfare of the community as a whole above their own. Cushman and Winthrop, for example, offered advice to the colonists about how to best prepare themselves mentally and spiritually for the arduous task of a godly commonwealth. Both men urged their audiences to embrace the Christian ideal of brotherly affection. In response to the extraordinary demands of colonization, they urged their listeners to willingly be generous and abjure self-love. This was taken quite literally at Plymouth, where the London-based investors funding the colony required the colonists to agree that everything would be held in common for the first 7 years, and then at the end of that term, all property and profits divided equally between colonists and investors. Although this experiment with communalism failed rather spectacularly and was abandoned after only 3 years, the ethic of neighborliness continued to be an important touchstone in both colonies throughout the 17th century. New colonists continued to arrive regularly throughout the 1630s and 1640s, and as the population increased, the colonists struggled to balance their desire to remain true to their founders' idealized notion of community with the realities of life and commerce. In Massachusetts Bay, for example, merchants such as Robert Keene were expected to moderate their desire for profit with a due consideration of the extreme needs and limited means of their customers. Keene, who was both a shrewd businessman and a devout member of his church, apparently struggled his whole life to meet this standard. At various times, he was admonished by both his congregation and the civil government for unjust business practices. This accusation apparently stung so deeply, Keene used his last will and testament to present an extensive apologia for his actions.